And good evening once again, everyone. George Broadstreet here with you on another night of Friday Night Under the Lights, brought to you, sponsored by Wendy's. We're in the Wendy's studio here in Flowood. Also brought to you by the Mississippi Peanut Growers Association, Shelter Insurance, and Mississippi Sports Medicine. Again, this is one of those nights where we've got folks kind of spread out everywhere. I expect Russ Robinson will be in the house in just a few moments. Don Barnes will be here a little bit later. And Jake Wimberly will also be with us a little bit later on in this evening. A lot of games going on. Some of the games tonight, of course, are playoff games. A lot of them are regular season games in the upper classifications like 6A. There was some bad weather in different parts of North Mississippi, which have affected some games, and we'll try to cover those. But there were a lot of games played tonight. In fact, normally when we follow on Friday nights, on an average Friday night, there's about 150 games approximately. Tonight, was scheduled 115 games. We're not sure all of those were able to be played because, again, lightning and some heavy rain in certain parts of North Mississippi. Perfectly fine here in Central Mississippi. A lot of great games, and we'll talk about those throughout the evening. We've got a lot of people lined up to talk to tonight. And just in our first segment, we're going to talk about scores. But in our second segment tonight, Brandon Davis will be on the phone with us talking about the Warren Central Provine game. Greg Flynn is going to give us a report. That should be interesting on the Pearl-Brandon game. And just in a moment, I'm going to give you a little bit of rundown of how that game turned out. But Pearl-Brandon, a classic tonight in Brandon, and Greg Flynn will give us a report on that game. A little bit later on in the evening, Clay Sweet will give us a report on the Poplarville Northeast Lauderdale game. We'll also have a report from Joel Coleman on Starkville, from the Starkville News, reporting on the Starkville-Clinton game, which really turned out to be a lot closer than I think most people would think about. Don Barnes will be giving us a report on the Peanuts game. That was the Germantown-Ridgeland ball game tonight. And then, of course, Josh Jackson will finish out our first hour. Josh, of course, from local here, Channel 16 WAPT. So we'll have a report from Josh. Later on in the evening, in the 11 o'clock hour, Brian Eubank will give us a report on the playoff game between Jackson Academy and Oak Forest. Kerry Metzler will get a report from Region 4-5A report from Kerry later on in the evening. Our Coach's Corner tonight, the Poplarville coach, Jay Beach, is expected to be with us. And rounding out the 12 o'clock hour, the 11 o'clock hour, will be Rachel Ritzlinski from Fox 40 Sports. So, packed night, and we'll kick it off with some scores. 6A, and I have to give you a report on the Pearl-Brandon game. Really exciting game. The game ends in overtime. 21-21 is the final regulation. Brandon gets the ball first in overtime, scores, but the PAT was missed. Apparently a poor snap. The PAT was missed. Pearl gets the ball second, of course, in overtime, trailing by 6 points. They get a touchdown. They are successful with the extra point. So final game, or the final from Pearl, or from Brandon tonight, Pearl remains undefeated. They're now 12-0. They're the district champion. They beat Brandon by the score of 28-27. A super exciting game that I'm sure Jake Wimberly, as well as Greg Flynn, will give us a full report on that game. But a very interesting game, and a game that's gotten a lot of publicity here locally, and the classic, the Rankin County Super Bowl, the Eat Dirt Classic, won tonight by Pearl 28-27 in overtime. Some other 6A scores to mention. Mentioned Clinton and Starkville. Starkville, in order to wrap up the District 2 6A crown, they needed to beat Clinton tonight, and they were able to do that at home, but they had to score two touchdowns in the fourth quarter to win it. The score was 21-13, Starkville over Clinton. Either 21-13 or 21-15. I had a little bit of a discrepancy on the score there, but Starkville did win that game, and they scored late and actually held. Clinton had the ball deep in Starkville territory. Actually, I think it had a goal-to-goal situation, and Starkville was able to hold. But they win, and of course, we'll win the district crown tonight. In other games in 6A, Warren Central beat Provine 28-0. It was Northwest Rankin over Murrah 41-0. It was Madison Central beating Greenville 38-6. Tupelo was hosting Oxford, and Tupelo wins again. They finished their regular season 11-0, and they beat Oxford tonight, a good Oxford team. that is now 8-4, but it was 34-8 Tupelo winner. Horn Lake beat South Haven 16-7. It was South Panola over DeSoto Central 48-3 was the final there. Meridian shut out George County at home 44-0. And a game on Thursday night, Peddle traveled to Terry and won by the score of 38-14. Terry needed that win to get to the playoffs, and they were not able to get it done, but Peddle won 38-14 was the final. Down on the Gulf Coast, Ocean Springs beat Harrison Central 28-27. It was Hancock over Pascagoula 18-15, and D'Iberville beat St. Martin 31-16 was the final there. In some 5A scores, Olive Branch beat Center Hill 61-14. West Point all over Lewisburg 63-3. We're not running a telethon here, Russ, but Russ is just in the studio.
Please give.
Yeah, get that phone off. We're not a telethon yet. That's okay. 63-3, West Point over Lewisburg was the final. Neshoba Central beat Callaway 14-8. Germantown over Ridgeland 48-14. Mentioned that was the peanut game. Laurel 47, Natchez 14. Forest Hill over North Pike 28-20. South Jones beat Wingfield 57-22. Brookhaven shut out West Jones 26-0. It was Wayne County over Gaucher 42-21. Picayune shut out Pearl River Central 54-0. Some 4A scores, and these are all playoff games. Noxubee County beat Amory 48-26. It was Purvis edging Mendenhall. Now that's a 4 beating a 1. Purvis over Mendenhall 42-41. Poplarville remains undefeated. They beat Northeast Lauderdale 42-27. East Central all over Lanier 63-13. Yazoo City edged Ripley 24-23. We'll give you some more of those a little bit later on in the evening. In 3A playoff games, Yazoo County over Boonville 42-7. It was Forest beating Wilkinson County 31-20. Hazelhurst beat Morton 51-27. Seminary edged Velma Jackson 21-20. Now that's again a 4 beating a 1. Charleston over Belmont 48-0. In some 2A playoff scores, Philadelphia beat Eupora 45-13. Calhoun City over Lake 32-6. Baldwin shut out O'Bannon 28-0. Taylorsville over Bogachita 47-7. Pisgah beat Richton 17-12. And some 1As, and these are regular season games. It was Faulkner over Thrasher 28-6. Will is reporting that Ashland and H.W. Byers played to a 20-20 tie. Simmons shut out Durant 68-0. Smithville over Biggersville 28-6. Resurrection beat East Marion 55-34. MAIS scores, again, these are playoffs in the Quad A classification. MRA over Presbyterian Christian, 28-23. Jackson Academy doubled up Oak Forest, 34-17. It was Washington School beating Capaya, 14-6. In AAA, MAIS scores, Indianola shut out Leak Academy, 28-0.
They're having a great year.
Yes, they are. They're 12-0. Startville over Central Hines, 30-0. Adams County Christian over Heritage 44-20, and one other. In AA. Greenville St. Joe shut out Manchester by the score of 35-0, and welcoming the big man, the boss man.
Literally,
boss.
Unfortunately.
Yes.
But I have a surprise for you tonight.
Oh, really?
Steve, the postman posting. Would you go ahead and bring George's in? Wendy's giant meals for everyone tonight.
Really?
Yeah, the only one I couldn't get it for was Ezra Wall back at MPB.
Okay.
I'll take care of him next week. But everyone gets a giant meal tonight.
Wow.
Look at this. Yeah.
With a beverage as well. Who could ask for more?
Well, all of you, I'm sure, but this is all you get.
Okay.
But no, I mean, this is the Wendy's giant meal. We've been talking about it every week, and I said, you know what? George's been asking for something all year long. Yeah, just take an individual bag.
Okay.
They're all good.
Are they all the same?
I'll make sure everybody gets. Make sure our producer Chris is taken care of. I mean,
thank you.
Chris has got to make Steve. Make sure Chris gets his. I don't want him fainting on us tonight. So, no, I was at the peanut game, and I'm gonna tell you, Germantown has some losses on their resume.
Yeah.
But I don't know how. They just run the ball and run it effectively. They got a huge offensive line. They've got two running backs that are as fast as any of them I've seen. And I've seen a lot. And by the way, there was a young man playing for, I believe it was Ridgeland tonight. His name was Fred McAfee.
Really?
Yeah.
Any relation to the Fred we
know? I'm trying to find out.
Could be.
It's about the years. Yeah. That's right. The years match up. So we'll have to check on that. But Tim Schrammick, who was our coach last week, that provided such a great ending to our show last week, he took the Mavericks in there. And Ryan Ernest has got that Ritzland program on the move. He's turned it around. And they're a year or two away from being a dominant football team. And so, look at this. I mean, Steve, are you sure? I mean, now we got to wait on Jake, too, because, you know, and by the way, this was given to us tonight by Kenya and Debbie over at the Wendy's across the street.
Yeah, okay.
So big thanks to them. The girls that were working looked real excited when I walked in. They're going to have to get eight of these things together. They look really crazy about that. Chris, did we get to take care of? He's good.
Thumbs up.
So anyway, we had the powerful peanut game tonight, and Matt, Tim's, and Don were upstairs. I'll tell you who did a good job. Ryan Saxon did a great job producing that game tonight, and Malcolm was there and gave away about 400 bags of peanuts.
Really?
With the literature that goes with it. You know what he told me at halftime?
Uh-uh.
He said next year they're coming out with a peanut that has chocolate on it.
Really?
Yeah. I told him, I said, I definitely want a few bags of those.
We're in business now, aren't we?
And by the way, Malcolm said he was going to find that infamous box of peanuts that were missing after the East Central game. It mysteriously wound up in Matt Timms' pickup truck. He said he was out giving them out to people. I don't think so. I think he was enjoying it. But anyway.
I got a text message here from Will. Will says, how is he and Dr. Dave going to get their hamburgers?
Well, I got a text from Ezra here. He's up at MPB, and I bet he's already goes, oops, sorry. I can't give away stuff. I'm sorry. Well, these guys earned it, so that's... But thank you for reminding me about that. Yeah, I got to take care of Ezra, too. But,
oh, okay.
But Wendy's wanted to make it. I took care of this tonight, so there you go.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Lewis Oswald, sorry about that, Ez. Forgot about it. Weak moment.
Lewis Oswald
texted me and said that the Clinton score was 21-15.
Yeah, okay. Well, I had one place that said 21-13, and then Will was correct. Will sent me 21-15. So I assume that Starkville took over the ball inside their own 10 really late, and they must have taken a safety with just a few seconds left to go. But, you know, Clinton made that a pretty good ball game. Clinton was – that game was tied, and Starkville got a – well, actually, Clinton was ahead in the fourth quarter, and Starkville scored a couple of late touchdowns to win.
Yeah, so I wonder
– But have you heard about the Pearl Brandon game?
I heard it was 21-13 Pearl.
Well, it ended up 28-27 Pearl in overtime.
Oh, no!
Yeah, it went to overtime, 21-21.
Well, I'll probably have to bring Jake in here tonight on a stretcher.
Probably. Well, if he gets here.
Well, and Greg Flynn is going to be talking about that
Greg
game.
Greg Flynn's going to be in the next segment, actually. I think we've got him lined up for that.
And then we got Clay Sweet going to be talking about Poplarville and Northeast Lauderdale. And our coach from the Mississippi Sports Medicine Coach's Corner tonight will be Jay Beach from Poplarville. But, wow, what a game. Pearl wins it, 28-27. But I go back to my original point. I wonder how many times we've had a state champion from the previous year not been followed. Now, you know who would know that?
Will would know that.
All right,
Dr. Dave.
We're going to take a timeout. We will have more from Friday night under the lights in MPB Think Radio in a moment.
Out here, away from it all, a guy can get to thinking. What makes peanuts America's most popular nut? Well, for one thing, they've got more antioxidants than broccoli, carrots, or even green tea. Why, they're a bona fide superfood with more than 30 vitamins and nutrients. And the taste? Well, that's pretty hard to beat. Yes, when you really think about it, good things happen for a reason. I'm Nick Marshall. and I'm a peanut farmer. I dig peanuts, and you can dig them too.
When you freeze something,
it's for later.
But how much later?
There's no way to be sure!
But Wendy's is sure that if you want a juicy, delicious hamburger right now, it should be made with fresh, never frozen beef. Unlike some other guys. So that's what's in every single hamburger Wendy serves. And the doubles, and the triples. Because at Wendy's, fresh never gets old.
Let's face it, you aren't just a man or just a woman. You are athletes. You aren't just athletes. You're a team. You're more than just a team. You're a family. You deserve Mississippi Sports Medicine. Mississippi Sports Medicine is more than just orthopedists. Collectively, our specialized doctors perform almost 10,000 surgeries each year. From our family to yours, any age, any sport, any injury, just come here. We've got you covered.
It's football time again in the Deep South. Hi, everyone. Russ Robinson here from Friday Night Under the Lights to tell you about a new show here on Easy 87.7 FM, the Friday Night End Zone with Jason Scarborough. Every Friday afternoon from 4 to 6 p.m., Jason and his crew will get you ready for all the big games around the state. Then at 10 p.m., Friday Night Under the Lights will give you all the final scores from those big games. So whether it's before the game or after the game, it's the Friday Night End Zone from 4 to 6 p.m. and Friday Night Under the Lights from 10 to midnight. We keep you in the game.
Friday Night Under the Lights. Russ Robinson along with George Broadstreet. We are waiting for Jake Wimberly, who, Jake may not make it in.
Traffic
was on 18 is brutal. Yeah. That game was in Brandon tonight, right?
Yeah, it was in Brandon.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, another big ball game that was played tonight, and Warren Central, they were our peanut game last week. We didn't get to carry it because of the bad weather, but tonight they played Provine. And won the ballgame, and Brandon Davis joins us now on Friday Night Under the Lights. And, Brandon, it could be said of this Viking team that they are peaking at the right time. Would you agree with that?
I certainly would agree with that. You know, guys, we talked, I guess it was after the Madison Central game, and, the one thing that I had said and we felt is that we were just a couple of plays away. And, had a chance to beat Madison Central in regulation, of course, held them in overtime, but we had said that the remaining four games on the schedule, we felt like we had a good shot of winning those games, and sure enough, we go undefeated. And the defense has had a lot to do with that. Since we played Madison Central, that defense has only given up 10 points.
Cool.
And that was 10 points to Clown, shutting out Starkville, shut out Murr, and then shut out, of course, tonight, shutting out Provine 28-0. So, they have found it at the right time, and we're pretty excited over here.
I had a chance to go over and meet some of your players last week because we did the pregame show. We had every intention on doing the game, but that monsoon came in about 4:30 over there last Friday, and we decided not to to do the game. But you beat Starkville 23-0 last week in a very convincing win over a very good team.
And you know what? It was led by a sophomore running back, Jerry Stovall. He's a kid that had five rushes, and he had three touchdowns. And, it's just we've had these kids stepped up throughout the year. Mason Quimby, we talked about him, Malik Sims, Jeremy Miller. We talked about all these kids, but we've got these kids that are stepping up, and they're making big plays. And And that's what we needed to get started. Well, yeah, the conditions were bad. I think y'all chickened out on me. It wasn't that bad. Just a little sprinkle over here. But you know, I kid. I'm sitting in the press box. But it was a rough conditions. But, you know, Starville had to deal with it. So did us. So did Warren Central. And we felt like that, you know, throughout the week, we weren't really getting the respect from most folks. And because Starville's a great team. You know, you can't deny that. But we came out with on a mission, and we felt pretty good afterwards. But excited about next week. Go up to Tupelo, a very, very good Golden Wave team, and going to be a long ride of race, but we're pretty excited.
You know, and I'll let you go, but I'll get your thoughts on this. The two words that I took away from my trip to Warren Central last week and talking to your players, two words described that the players that I talked to, and the two words were quiet confidence.
Right. You're not going to see a bunch of kids jumping up and down and bringing attention to themselves. They stick together. This is a blue collar area over here. It's a lunch bell talk community. You know, put on your hard hat, come to work. And, you know, make your teammates, make your school proud. That's what these guys do. They're very confident in themselves. They believe in each other. And, you know, they had every reason in the world to really get down on themselves, losing to Northwest and lose to Madison. But, you know, they found something within themselves that we knew they had. And I'm excited to see how it goes in the playoffs. Now, obviously, 6A North, so it's a rough, very rough road, you know, Even if you beat Tupelo, you have to face the winner of Madison Central South Panola. You know, congratulations, here you are. So
that's true.
It's going to be tough, but you know, I think that this team's speaking at the right time, and hopefully we can continue that. You know, if you think about it, Pearl was in the same boat last year. Pearl was kind of down on their luck. They had two or three losses, but all of a sudden they went on this run and they made it to Starville. And not by any means am I saying that could happen to us, but it could. You know, I think that we have a team that's very confident. The defense is playing well. The offense is scoring nearly 30 points a game, and I don't think anybody wants to play us in the playoffs.
I would agree. Hey, Brandon, thanks a lot for hanging around and getting on there with us, and we'll look forward to seeing how that comes out next week. And have a good weekend, my friend.
Gentlemen, always good talking with you.
All righty. Brandon Davis, the voice of the Warren Central Vikings, and now nope, we don't have him on yet. George, we're efforting Greg Flynn. Greg Flynn does the play-by-play for Pearl. Jake does the play-by-play for Brandon. I'm sure both of them are just worn out now. We're going to find out, but it was, last I heard, it was 21-13, and Brandon was kicking field goals, but
Well, Brandon, I believe I'm correct in saying this, that Brandon scored a touchdown with probably a minute and a half or so left, maybe a little bit less than that. They went for two and made it. So it was 21-21. And then Brandon gets the ball back first in overtime. I'm not sure how they score, but they score. But then the extra point was either it was a bad snap or something happened. They didn't make the extra point. Pearl gets the ball. They've got to score a touchdown, which they did, but then they were successful with the extra point, so they win. It only goes one overtime, but 28-27.
Oh, a classic.
So it really was a classic.
I do need to ask you this. I was up at Houston High School this morning.
Okay.
I mean up at Houston High School this morning.
Okay.
Left here about 6 o'clock. I need to know how, because the Wendy's Giant of the Week was from Houston, and it was Quentin May, number 5. And last week in the 67-34 rout over Nettleton, Quentin May, our Wendy's Giant Player of the Week, had four. First of all, he opened up the game with a 79-yard touchdown kickoff return. Then he carried the ball, are you ready for this, 14 times for 306 yards and 3 touchdowns. So he had 4 touchdowns on the night, and congratulations to Wendy's Giant Player of the Week, and that would be from Houston High School, Quentin May. As a matter of fact, his brother also played. They call it May Day football. Uh-huh. He had like 3 touchdowns himself so last week, but we went with Quentin May, and he's a really nice young man. I enjoyed being up there. Ty Harden's a coach up there. Cutest little daughter, and just in the world. And I just really enjoyed Jason Cook, who used to be at Richland High School, is now up there in Houston. And just a great community, Houston, Mississippi. And so I was trying to find out if Houston won their game or not.
Well, then they were playing Palmer.
Correct.
But I don't have that score.
Okay, so, Will. All right, Will Watson, you're on the clock.
So, now Will did say there were a lot of games tonight that were either delayed or maybe even put off till tomorrow because the weather in certain parts of the state was really bad.
We saw some rain coming in at Richland, but it did not rain. It was a beautiful night. Let's go to the telephone. Greg Flynn, who is probably on life support right now, just trying to get some oxygen after that ball game. Greg, congratulations on the win tonight. They don't get any better than this.
Holy moly, they don't ever need to be like this.
28-27, my goodness.
Well, I hope for all the fans that are not Brandon or Pearl that they enjoyed it, because every one of these people are going to see the cardiologist on Monday.
Well, it will help the economy. All right, the Bulldogs were kicking field goals and the Pirates were scoring touchdowns, but when it came down to the end, it was a 21-21 ball game. And Greg, you could write a perfect ending on this game, but you probably wouldn't get this, what you had.
No, let me tell you something. It gets tied up 21-21, 38 seconds left on the clock after Brandon scores. It's an unbelievable 2-point conversion. And then Pearl decides to take a knee and just go to overtime. They didn't want to turn the ball over deep in the territory. Coach Perry goes on defense first. Brandon puts it in the end zone, and then the unthinkable happened. Their kicker, who had hit a 56-yarder in the game, Goodman, the snap was bad. The holder tried to get it down, and the ball squirted away, and so the extra point was no good.
Oh.
So then Pearl comes out. They put Tyler Knight in at quarterback. They're on the Wildcat or the Wild Pirate.
Right.
He scores on the first play. We blocked it, the extra point, and the place goes bananas.
Wow.
The Rankin County Super Bowl didn't get any better than that.
And it comes down to a missed extra point.
A missed extra point in overtime from a kid that hit a 56-yard field goal to end the half.
Well, Tyler Knight's been playing great all year for the Pirates. This doesn't surprise me, but what playoff implications are on the line in this ballgame, Greg?
Well, it knocked Brandon out of a home game. So now Brandon has to go to Hancock next week because they went from being the number one, possibly, to the number three seed in our region. So they have to travel. Pearl locks up the number one, and we're waiting to see what the final was of the Iberville and the St. Martin scores. And George, that'll determine who Pearl plays.
George has that, I think. George.
Yeah, D'Iberville beat St. Martin 31-16. D'Iberville won that game.
All right, so that means that St. Martin, I believe, will come up to Pearl next week. And then that means that Kettle will get D'Iberville.
Neither will be easy ball games. I'm telling you, they just... I tell you what, you're going to have to catch your breath, Greg. We will talk to you next week, of course, as these Pirates are in search of that 6A state championship. And tell you what, they made a statement tonight. Greg, thanks a lot, brother. Have a great weekend. We'll talk to you next week.
Hey, God bless the Brandon Bulldogs. I don't want to play them again.
Okay, Greg, thanks so much. We're going to take a time out here. Tonight's show being made possible by the good folks at Wendy's. They just did a good job at the peanut game tonight, and the peanut growers were there, and Mississippi Sports Medicine was there tonight, and a shelter insurance. All of our folks that come together and make this show possible, along with MPB Think Radio. We are going to take a timeout, and we'll have more Friday night under the lights in a moment.